We're taking it to the street today, people.
Woo! It's Friday, buddy.
It is Friday. It's Andy in the afternoon. That's Christian right there.
Hey.
You know what I'm talking about? We're going to take it to the people.
Okay.
To see if we can make a difference in this world today.
Taking
it to the streets. Our podcast started, well, with the beginning of the show. It's the day after you get the podcast. So, like, the one from last night's show is up now. But I checked last night just out of curiosity. I went and looked on iTunes to see where we ranked in the music category. That's where we are.
Yeah.
Let me refresh here right now. And in the music category of all music podcasts on iTunes, we're number 4.
This I was really stoked about this till I found out that number 5 is Rush Limbaugh, and
now number 6.
He's number 6. I'm just trying. Well, who went to number 5?
We've leaped Club Life by Tiësto.
Oh yeah, no, Tiësto can. Yeah, but.
But that's excellence in broadcasting.
I mean,
excellence in broadcasting. He plays that Pretender song in the beginning.
Yeah, so that's what it is.
That's the one song at the beginning.
Okay. All right. Well, we're beating him.
What I'm asking is, go to iTunes and click on subscribe to the Andy in the Afternoon podcast. Let's see if we can get this up. I want to get in the top 3.
Let's get it up.
I want to do it today. Let's see if we can get it up.
Let's see if we can get it up today.
See, now you took it in a whole bad
direction.
I don't
know. I was simply saying that we should get our podcast up, is all I was saying.
We're taking it to the streets.
Yes.
Let's keep it clean. Let's keep this a clean fight.
Okay.
And let's fight on with some Rush. What do you say? You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon, and this is 100.3.
Come on, man. Are we really starting with this?
Yeah.
Are we starting with Rush?
Andy in the Afternoon. I'm looking at the weather forecast. They say the storm in the East Coast, they thought it might diminish at the last minute. No. It's strong as ever. Get this, though, from the Ironical Department. Earlier this week, crews were making snow in Central Park for the annual Winter Jam Festival that includes skiing and snowboarding and sledding. That's been canceled now. The City Parks Department has canceled it because there's going to be plenty of snow, turns out. Already 6 inches, maybe as many as 30 inches before this thing's all done.
May I point out, brilliant choice on the bed.
Do you like that, Snowblind?
Yeah, it's very clever.
This one's about cocaine, but you know.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Changes the whole song for me now. Okay.
But this next one really is about snot running down your nose, which might happen in a snowstorm. It's Jethro Tull. It's Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3. The Sound.
Let me get my flute tuned.
It's Andy in the Afternoon here on 100.3 The Sound. I'm Andy. He's Christian right over there. Something has changed. Can you feel it?
I can feel
something
disturbance in the force.
Something has changed in the air around here.
Yeah.
It's a whole new day. It's a whole new day on Andy in the Afternoon. We started this 1 week ago today. Exactly.
With nothing but a dream.
We talked to program director Dave Beezing. We have nothing. We don't have a phone screener. We have no producer. We have no budget. We have nothing.
Nothing.
Guess what we have today?
Free pizza and...
a little bit later.
All right. Right.
We have a phone screener. It is Ashley. Ashley is going to be our phone screener today. Hi, Ashley. How are you?
I'm doing very, very good.
Now, why?
Because
you have a reason?
I'm working with two very
professional.
Young, hot professional.
You already have the job.
Okay,
you don't
have
to do any of this.
Cool.
But she is reading well, though.
Yeah, it's good. So if you've gone out to a 100.3 The Sound event in the last, how long have you been here?
8 months.
In the last three quarters of a year, two thirds of a year, you have likely met Ashley at one of these events, at the sound booth, handing out stuff and pressing the flesh, as they say.
Yes, handing out stickers.
Awesome.
You know, answering your questions.
That's your paid job.
Yes.
Now, on Fridays, you're going to start doing an internship with us. This is for college credit?
College credit.
Where are you going to college? Do you want to say?
Cal State Dominguez Hills.
Okay, mm-hmm. And you're studying?
Communications.
Well, this will help you not one
iota
with
a bit. Basically,
this will do you no good.
I think the best course of action would be to forget anything you learn here and do your own thing, not influenced by us at all.
Yeah, put on blinders for the next... How long are you going to be with us? Do you know?
I don't know.
For the foreseeable future, ignore pretty much everything you see.
Anything.
Cool. But here's the great thing. In just a moment, we're going to do the Classic Rock Time Capsule, where we get a listener on to second guess Christian. Christian's going to take a guess at the trivia question I ask him. A listener will get to second guess for the first time ever there's going to be a designated phone screener, Ashley,
yes,
in there to answer your phone call.
I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, the staff on this show has been doubled. You know,
that's pretty great.
This is amazing.
That's pretty great.
I'd say we're about 400 or 500 other steps away from doing real Market 2 radio.
Yeah, we're still
point.
Number 4 on the iTunes list.
We haven't moved.
No, haven't moved.
Come on,
on,
everybody.
But there's still hope. Go subscribe. And while you do, we're going to pay bills and come back with your chance to win tickets to, how about Rock Hall 3-for-All? The Forum, August 23rd. Heart, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and Cheap Trick. Get on the phone now. Call Ashley, 888-696-1003. Let's say the third caller. We'll put you on and see if you're smarter than Christian, which shouldn't be too hard. This is Andy in the Afternoon. All right. I wonder if she did her first duty correctly. Do we have a caller? We have a caller on the line?
We do.
Ashley? Is there somebody on there? All right, I'm going to engage this. Go ahead and engage them on the line.
Is she engaging?
One of you engage it.
Listen, man, we got to work out what the power structure here is. Is it a pyramid? Is it an equal democracy thing where we all have equal say? I mean, I can't work in this kind of environment.
I just need someone to press that touchscreen.
I'm going to try it. She did it. Is she going to do it or am I going to do it? Who's going to do it? I just need to know who's going to do it.
You're on restriction. Who's on the phone? Who is this?
This is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. How you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rancho Cucamonga, but I live in Glendora.
All right. Are you ready to play this game here? See if you know more about Fleetwood Mac than Christian does?
You're
on restriction.
Why don't you ask her then?
Hold the phone just a second. I'm getting you into the time capsule.
It's time to open Andy's classic rock time capsule.
Thank you, Dr. Hawking and Jeff. It's Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Friday. It's January 22nd, 2016. Now then, Christian, I'm speaking to you.
I'm off?
Yes.
Okay.
Slightly.
All right.
You're on Double Dog Secret Probation.
Okay.
I've got a question involving Fleetwood Mac coming for you. Jeff is going to second guess you in just a moment for a chance at winning tickets to the Rock Hall 3-for-All at the Forum on August 23rd. Tickets which went on sale this morning at 10 a.m. Here we go. We're going to talk about some other things in the meantime, so stand by, Jeff. We're going to test your quiz muscle a little bit right now, though. Columbia Records originally gets its name from what? Is it Columbus, Ohio, the District of Columbia, Columbia Pictures, Columbia the Country, or Columbia Broadcasting, CBS? Any ideas?
Columbia the Country.
No, it's not even spelled the same way. That's C-O-L-O. But thanks for guessing. It's the District of Columbia, where they're getting snowed on right now. Columbia Phonograph Company is founded in 1888, and on this day in 1989, they begin selling those Edison phonograph cylinders and players around Washington, D.C., so that people can make their own Edison-type recordings, Mary had a little lamb.
Ah, yes.
Its fleece was white as snow.
I love that.
Watson, come in here. I need you. People could do that at home. It's pretty cool. Columbia Phonographs, they found CBS, which later buys Columbia Records, which is bought by Sony. So essentially, Sony is its own grandfather. Anywho, home recording, 127 years old today.
Did they have that deal where if you buy 8 Edison reels, you get one for free?
For a penny.
Is that how it, that's great. Yeah. Great. It's a bargain.
That's when that started. As for studio recording... 50 years ago today, Brian Wilson records the instrumental tracks for this. So good. Not a single Beach Boy plays on this. Wouldn't it be nice? Gold Star Studios in Hollywood. It's Santa Monica and Vine right there. I think it's a vaping lounge now or a Smokes for Less.
Vaping lounge.
It's something
what a
like that.
A fall from grace,
you know,
that is.
It's such a hellhole right now.
Yeah.
But it used to be ground central for so many different hits. The Wall of Sound, all that kind of stuff. The Wrecking Crew does all the heavy musical lifting. The Beach Boy vocals laid down like 6 weeks later at Sunset and Gower's Columbia Studios. What a callback right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your question about Fleetwood Mac, Christian.
Yes.
I'm
going to
bring Jeff back into the conversation. Can you hear me, Jeff, here?
Yes, I can.
Okay, the question is this. The colorful name of the founder of Fleetwood Mac is Dobie Gray, Peter Green, Errol Brown, or Andrew Gold. Christian, what's your answer?
I mean, this is so simple. I can't even believe that I'm having to answer this. It's Peter Green, Andy Chanley.
All right. Jeff, he says Peter Green. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
You should never disagree with me.
I like a single called Oh Well.
It is, in fact, Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac. I'm sorry, Jeff, but Circle gets the square on this one. But try again. We'll have some more lovely prizes next week on the Classic Rock Time Capsule. This day, Peter Green, in 1977, he shoots a gun at a delivery boy who's bringing him a royalty check for $30,000. This would be funny if it weren't so tragic. Peter suffers from schizophrenia. He's institutionalized shortly after this incident, but he recovers, still making music to this day. Yeah. And in fact, he will go down as one of the greatest guitar players
of all time.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. In fact, the dudes at that time were all saying, that's the guy, that's the guy, that's the guy. Yeah. Every single
guy. It was Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac at that time.
Yep.
And Fleetwood Mac is going to go down as the band who plays us out on the Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Ooh, I love this one.
It's a good one.
This is one of my favorites. This
USC
is like one of those
marching
where
band.
You're like, when it came out, you're like, it doesn't sound like the Fleetwood Mac I like. And then slowly but surely, you're like, oh no, but it's good. And if you haven't heard this whole album, get it. It's awesome.
You are listening to Andy in the Afternoon.
With me.
With him. Andy in the Afternoon. Josh, come in here. Josh Flieger, our programming assistant, he's down the hall. A 15-second delay. He'll be bursting through that door in a second. Christian, I want you to repeat what you told me yesterday. Christian, if you don't know, a rather tattooed person.
I am.
Sleeve, both sides.
Yep.
Pull up a chair over here, Josh. Tell me again what you said yesterday.
That I plan on when somebody comes through the station that
a guest
comes through that I'm a fan of. Uh-huh. I'm gonna have them. We're gonna have a tattooist in the studio with us, hopefully, and I'm gonna get them to autograph me, and then I'm gonna have that tattooed like for the rest of the show or whatever. We're just gonna get it done.
You're gonna have whoever comes in guest. You're gonna have them tattooed their name tattooed on your body.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay, so here's my question
right?
to you.
I mean,
what's the limit? Like, what's the Mendoza line here on how
this changes the game a bit on some things?
Well,
doesn't it?
How famous can someone be before you won't get them?
Well, I had said that the first one we should do is yours.
You're
where it stops. If I don't want to get their tattoo on me, it's because they're
below you.
They've
got less juice than me
on my scale.
So if in the future if a guest leaves here without getting their name tattooed,
we all know what happened.
They either refuse to do it or in your estimation, they don't pass muster.
Yeah.
Okay, Josh.
Yes.
You book the My Turn guests
right?
You get people in, celebrities and so forth, to do My Turn, our guest DJ show on Sunday nights. Christian, throw out a name to Josh right now of someone who passes muster that you would get their name tattooed on your body.
This is your mission. You have no choice
Kato
but
Kalin.
To accept it. It is. He's next.
All right.
He's after this guy. We share the same initials, so I want Colin James Hay of Men at Work.
Men at Work.
In the studio. I want him to hang out.
He's been a friend of the sound. He's done our Pershing Square concerts and so forth.
Yeah, and he's got some Largo dates coming up. We should have him in, and if he comes in, I will. That will be my second one.
Is this something put into the pitch?
I mean, you can if you think it'll help
to come in to get his name tattooed.
Let's get him in the house first.
Okay.
Maybe leave this part out.
All right, we'll
but can
one.
You do that, Josh?
Oh, yeah,
can you
I'll
reach out to him?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, and if anyone knows Colin Hay, don't maybe give him all the details.
Yeah.
But tell him to take our phone call when we call, because he's got to come
if
in
you
here.
You know Colin
maybe
Hay, you can email haysound@soundla.com.
Sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Spirit, Mr. Skin playing under this.
You know? Oh, it's very clever. Huh? Man, you really do
I really work hard
to get something like a hobby
I'm
or something.
Peeling the onion. Yeah. More classic rock. I got Sticks and Stones coming up, and we might even break your bones. It's Andy in the Afternoon.
With me.
Okay, moments ago, we have Def Leppard in just a second. Christian, I heard from the legal department already.
Okay.
Christian says he'll get a tattoo of the signature, the autograph of guests who pass muster on this program in the future. They say that you need to sign a waiver.
Ah, right.
We're going to go, and they've given me a boilerplate here. We're going to go over this sometime this hour. Also, would you like to go to the Imperial Ball?
I'm going.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah,
Johnny Depp's little charity thing with his famous friends. We're going to give you a chance to do that, but you need to get your car keys ready because it's the hustle. We'll tell you what that is in just a few minutes. Right now, it's Def Leppard.
Man, we are playing some amazing music, my friend.
I know.
We're good at this.
It's part of this program. It's called Andy in the Afternoon. He's Christian. This is 100.3 The Sound. Do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Stones in just a minute. A real disco band. in mere moments here on Andy in the Afternoon. Christian's here with me. We promised this in the promo. We've got to do it. The Imperial Ball 2016. It's Johnny Depp's thing. Anaheim Center for the Performing Arts at Servite. It's tomorrow. Tomorrow night. Christian's going because even though he doesn't know who the guests are going to be, he knows that Johnny Depp brings it. In the past, Joe Walsh, Alice Cooper, Steven Tyler, people like that showing up for this thing. But we've got hard tickets and no way to get them to someone.
It's only like 900 people get to go to this thing.
Yes.
It's not like a 5,000-person venue. This is intimate.
Can you imagine being like in a high school auditorium and Joe Walsh comes out?
No.
So here's the thing. You're going to do the hustle right now. Ashley, we finally have a phone screener today for the first time. Our intern, Ashley. Ashley, clear out the phones. Block the phones for just a second. And when I tell you, open them up, you call 888-696-1003 if and only if you can make it to this radio station, 5900 Wilshire Boulevard, before 7 p.m. You have to come in person with your ID before 7 p.m. to get the tickets, and you cannot break any traffic rules doing so or any other laws.
Right.
And you must be 21 or over to do this. Okay? Those are the only rules, but you've got to be able to... First two people... They can do it. 888-696-1003. Ashley, open up the lines. Give me two callers.
Yeah.
And we'll see who's borate the lettuce, as my dad used to say. I never knew what the hell he meant by that.
No.
How about this? Some Rolling Stones off the Some Girls album. This is Andy in the Afternoon. He's Christian.
What borate my lettuce?
100.3 The Sound. That's doodly doodly.
That is
doodly 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 doodly. Some of the best doodly there is.
I think that might actually be, if you look in the dictionary under doodly.
You'll see that picture?
That's the first picture, at least.
See that waveform?
Yeah.
Christian, raise your right hand. I have the waiver from our legal department.
Okay.
I, Christian James Hand, acknowledge and agree that my intention to participate in the activity described below is completely of my own volition and is without pressure or demand by the management. I intend to participate in, among other things, receiving a tattoo live on the air. I acknowledge that the activity described above is potentially hazardous and hereby claim I am physically and medically able to participate in this activity.
Right.
I assume all risks associated with this activity and waive and release officers, directors, managers, and employees from any and all damage, liability, and or claims arising out of my participation in this activity, including but not limited to any claims for personal injury, negligence, or otherwise. I've read fully and understand the foregoing, have signed it, intending to be legally bound. Do you agree?
I don't agree to any legal binding. That's a whole other thing that I need to discuss. But I'll tell you what, I'll go off on that. I just want to know if that's the strangest one of those that Dave Beesing at PD has ever had to have
that's pretty great.
Like ratified
tattoo,
by the
including but not limited to. So there you go. If you just tuned in, Christian agrees if the guest is high enough in his echelon of
above you.
Yes. In fame or notoriety.
Or my love for them.
Or your love for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
He will get their signature tattooed on his body.
Yes, absolutely.
Hopefully with Colin James Hay being the first one from Minute Work. That was his hope.
That's such a big win.
Hope, anyway.
Yeah.
So then, time to move on to the hustle. We asked for your phone calls.
All right.
We need two people who can get on the phone with us and get to the station before 7 o'clock. Do we have two people on the line?
We do. Let me try and press some buttons. Give me number one. Okay, hold on. This is number one.
Okay, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Stina.
Stina?
Yeah.
Yes,
Stina, hi. Where are you calling from?
Simi Valley.
Oh, my God.
All right. Okay.
Simi Valley.
That's a 210 run. That's a toughie.
That's 101.
101.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In the afternoon. Good luck.
Yeah, I like it.
So, Stina, you're going to come and get these tickets for the Imperial Ball tomorrow, this Johnny Depp and Friends?
Yes.
All right. You have to get to the studio by 7 o'clock.
Yep. 7 o'clock. Right.
Okay. You think you can do it?
I've got somebody that can do it for me. My husband works down there.
I said you have.
You know what though? I'm gonna do an override on this one.
Because it's husband, they're legally their household.
She cracked the whip and was like, "Hey, why don't you get in the car and drive over to that sound place and get those gosh darn tickets for me?"
That's right.
Anyone who gets on the 101 at this time of day and the is crazy enough to kill me.
So. Okay.
All right, Stina, you're in. Hold the phone for a second. We're gonna get the information we need from you. And Godspeed. What's your husband's name?
Jeff.
Godspeed. Uh-huh. Godspeed to Jeff. All right.
Please hold.
And on the other line, who do we have on the other line?
Hello?
Albert, where are you calling from?
Well,
Fullerton.
Oh, that's a run.
Yeah, man, I like it. Aim high, Air Force.
I think he might be able to do that by 7.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so 7 o'clock is your deadline. If you don't get here by 7, you don't get tickets because we're going home. You got me?
I got you. I'll be there.
All right. Please hold. I got to get some info from you.
Good luck, Albert. Right. We're talking about the Imperial Ball, Anaheim Center for the Performing Arts at Servite. That's tomorrow. We have the hard tickets, and if you don't get them from us now, you'll never. We're the only station that has them. This has been sold out for a long time. Helping in the Art of Elysium and Pet Orphans of Southern California. Who knows who's going to show up? Joe Walsh has been there in the past. Steven Tyler, Alice Cooper. But let's continue with the classic rock. I've got some Elton John I want to share with you in just a couple of moments. You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3. The Sound. It's Andy in the Afternoon. Hey, Christian, did you hear who is coming in on Monday on Mark in the Morning?
It's not me. No, who is it?
A genuine rock god.
Okay.
In fact, a star child.
Oh, easy.
You hear that, people?
Yeah, I got this wrong on the last thing we did.
Paul Stanley of Kiss.
Enormous.
Coming in 8:15 on Monday morning on The Sound. That's going to be epic. Coming up a little sooner here in about 15 minutes. Don't get a lot of dough, but you want to go see a show? You want to see a movie or some cool show that's on TV? We're going to have the Hollywood Stomp help you get the most out of that dough. We'll get somebody checking in from Pajiba.com online to tell us what's worthy watching. Meantime, Boston, it's classic rock. Andy in the Afternoon, 100.3 The Sound.
Hold me.
I tell you what, really... Really good.
You know,
this is fantastic.
I've started to work out it was a good idea when they said we're going to pay you in pizza.
Yeah. Papa John's brought by pizza for everybody. You know, Papa John's, they're the ones that give you the garlic sauce.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I haven't had any of that.
I got a whole pot of it over here.
Is that good?
The pepperoncini.
You should rub it under your fourth chin.
I'm going to rub this on my chest in a minute. This is fantastic. Peyton Manning's right. It's good pizza. Thanks, Papa John's, for taking care of us.
Yeah.
Now, Terry Grieger will be happy that I'm wiping my hands off before I touch the mixing board. But it's time for a little something here that we're going to call the Hollywood Stomp.
Listen here, folks. I got good news. Just from Hollywood.
That's right. It's the Hollywood Stomp. And joining us on the telephone from the East Coast, from Beantown, in fact, is from Pajiba.com, a great review website of media, TV and movies and pop culture, is Lord Castleton. How you doing, Lord?
Hi, guys.
How you doing, man? We're just sitting here eating pizza and enjoying it like Peyton Manning. It's really good.
That's all, guys.
I heard it. Hey, congratulations on your phone screener.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's a big deal, right?
Big doings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah. You know what your hiring chart looks like over there?
And she's really cute, too.
Yeah, yeah.
The deal is, what we want you to do, if you can for us, here in the Hollywood Stomp, can you trample the grapes of Hollywood studio output and give us only the most fresh squoze, tidbits, things that people cannot miss if they're on a budget this weekend?
Yeah. All right. Great. Yeah, I can do that. Well, you know, this time of year, Hollywood rolls out its finest in cinema.
This is the dumping ground. That's right.
If you're a filmmaker and you get like a January 22 release date, you just pump your fist. but yeah, no, it's there's a lot out there that you could see. There's one this weekend. There's one this weekend that. You know, it's a story of fighting corruption and a team from the Boston Globe just sort of uncovering scandal in the church. It's called Dirty Grandpa.
And I was thinking Spotlight, but okay.
Okay, right. Yeah, sorry, that is Spotlight. Sorry, I got my notes mixed up here. This one is kind of a tough weekend, honestly, for films. There was something that doesn't happen all that much is there were a number of movies that came out this weekend that didn't have press screening. And when that happens, you kind of think, you know, they're going to be really good. They're going to be really good. They don't want any spoilers. Yeah. They want to just sort of...
They don't want anyone to see it in advance.
Right.
No, sir.
Exactly right.
Don't spoil it for Netflix. So where would you spend your time this weekend enjoying media?
So listen, Pajiba.com, we're still sort of not over the David Bowie, Alan Rickman of it all. We're sort of focused on that. But this is kind of a golden age in TV, and you can do a lot online. This week, I'd be remiss if we're talking about just great entertainment this weekend. One of the things we're really focused on is the NFL. So this weekend, there's some great games that you guys should check out. Absolutely. On Sunday, there's going to be the AFC Championship game and the NFC Championship game. And they're absolutely worth your time. And obviously, from a market share perspective, they're going to be unbelievable.
Lord, what if you're like me and you couldn't give two screaming hoots about any sports at all?
Right. That is true. Okay. So if you're, if you're one of those guys that's like, I really want to watch a show about rich white dudes, there's Billions on Showtime.
Oh, I've heard that's actually really good.
What's it called?
Billions.
Oh, so good. So here's the thing. I was listening to the Democratic debate, and that was my lead-in to Billions, and I was just fired up to sort of hate it. But the acting is so good. The acting is just really legitimately good.
The guy from Homeland, right. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. And Damon Lewis and Toronto Blank.
The other guy.
The other guy, right.
So good. The other guy's amazing. He's been in a lot of stuff this year.
Seriously unbelievable.
Yeah, check him out on IMDb.
But yeah, if you're going to spend your time with something this weekend, I would absolutely check out Billions on Showtime.
There you go.
And swing by Pajiba.com.
All right, that's where you can find Lord Castleton and reviews of everything media. Pajiba, PAJIBA.com. You'll find things from that website on our website and Andy in the afternoon on Facebook.com. Thanks for joining us, dude. Enjoy your football this weekend.
Thank you, guys.
Go Broncos.
Stay warm.
Up next, we've got 100 minutes of commercial free classic rock. We'll start things off with some Aerosmith in moments. Stick around. This is Andy in the Afternoon. It is 100 minutes of commercial free classic rock here on The Sound. In just a second, some heart. But Christian, you think 100 minutes is a lot? How about 420 minutes of football?
Is that what 7 hours is?
7 times 6, 420, yeah.
Yep. This Sunday at the Morongo Casino Hotel Resort Spa thing where is that? It's down there somewhere.
It's out there.
Yeah. Myself and Cody Decker are going to be there from noon until 7 p.m. We're going to be giving away a bunch of stuff, including a big screen TV. We'll have a bunch of sound swag. It's 21 over. We'll be in TNT, which is Tequila Taco's place. You have to go to thesoundla.com to RSVP to the event. That is this Sunday, noon to 7.
At Morongo.
7 hours of football.
They're going to go crazy on you.
Oh, well done.
I'm playing crazy on you from heart.
That's very clever.
I'm a broadcast professional.
Yeah, you are.
Andy in the Afternoon.
See you on Sunday, me and Cody Decker.
100.3, The Sound. 100 minutes, commercial free. We ain't stopping for a long, long time. This just in.
Yeah,
Andy in the Afternoon. We've just begun 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock on Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. I asked you at the start of this show if you could go and subscribe to us on iTunes, our Andy in the Afternoon podcast, and move us up from number 4. We're up, ladies and gentlemen. To number 3.
We're in the top
number
3.
Number 3 with a bullet.
Good Lord.
Speaking of bullets, here's Ted Nugent, Motor City Madman, Sweaty Teddy.
That's very clever.
I want to get up to 1. I'm not going to rest until we're at number 1. Subscribe to our podcast.
Can I say on the air that this guy's a douchebag?
Sure.
Okay.
You just did.
All right, fantastic.
It's 100 minutes commercial-free classic. Classic
number
rock.
Number 3, Andy Chandler.
Number 3.
Woo!
100.3 The Sound. Andy in the Afternoon.
With me.
Stop wasting my time. You know what I want. You know what I need. Bam, 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 bam. Oh, maybe you don't. Bam, 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 bam. Do I have to come right out and tell you everything?
Give me some money.
And that's just what we're going to do. Starting very soon here at The Sound, we're hiring. We're paying $100 an hour just to listen to classic rock while you work.
Could I quit this job and take that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Y'all sign the petition when it comes around.
Thank you.
But first, we'll send you an application to fill out. Text PAYROLL, P-A-Y-R-O-L-L, to the number 21003. That's payroll to 21003. Messaging and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Don't do anything else stupid. I will start announcing applicants' names 8 a.m. on February the 1st. You call us back if you hear yours, and you'll start earning $100 an hour. $1 for every megahertz of our signal until somebody else calls in and takes the job. See, they planned that out. I told you.
Yeah.
This onion has layers, dude.
Airtight, dude. Airtight.
It is 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. See,
this.
It's all tied together.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's parallel promotion.
Yeah.
100 minutes of classic rock, commercial-free with the Stones. Andy in the Afternoon and 100.3 The Sound.
I should probably stop phoning it in.
Andy in the Afternoon, 100.3 The Sound. We are currently in 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. We're doing the hustle today. You remember we given a chance to Jeff and Albert, or Jeff and Stina and Albert. They're trying to get here to get tickets for that Imperial Ball.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
The Johnny Depp thing that is happening tomorrow night.
I'm
going. They've got to get here before 7 o'clock at 5900 Wilshire, and they were coming from Simi Valley.
And Fulton. I mean, it's a bit of a... They're rolling the dice, man.
I'm voting against them.
I say
betting that. Against them. Smart Don't, money says no.
I say they're going to get here. All right?
Better do it soon.
It's going to happen.
Meanwhile, 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. That's not going to stop. It's The Who, and this is Andy in the Afternoon. He's Christian.
Does it get any better than this as far as the song intro is concerned?
It does not.
It's got swagger, if you know what I'm saying.
There's 8 more minutes of it. David Bowie on 100.3 The Sound. It's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. We're not stopping for, another half hour yet. But did you see this? Andrea Natella has set up a petition on change.org called Say No to David Bowie Dead.
I'm looking right now to see how many people have... featured David Bowie on the forthcoming... here we go. Say No to David Bowie Being Dead.
How many people signed up on it? What he's done is he's put this petition up on change.org, and you're supposed to sign... It's signed to God or whom it may concern to say no to David Bowie dying.
Yeah.
How many people have signed it at this point?
Well, we need to reach, according to change.org, we need to reach 15,000 people in order to overturn the decision to kill David Bowie. And unfortunately, at this point... there's 11,393 people have done it.
I see.
So we need 3,607 people, and Bowie will return.
Maroons.
I mean,
it's not like Superman got killed off in Marvel Comics, and you can bring him. David Bowie is actually not a fictional character.
Really dead. Really dead. Dead. Like, unfortunately dead, but nonetheless.
There are some imbeciles in this world.
Andrea,
we are playing 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. Led Zeppelin is part of it. Oh, we've got a giveaway coming up, too. Radio Rochambeau, so stick around. This is 100.3 The Sound. Colin James Hay, get a hold of us. If you come in here and you're our guest, Christian will take your autograph, and he will turn it into a tattoo on his flesh.
Absolutely. That is a promise.
But you're going to start with mine, right?
Yeah. We're going to get Andy B. Chanley on there. And then we're going to do every guest afterwards that I deem is slightly above fame on the level of you being the bottom.
All right.
All right.
Come on, Joyce DeWitt.
Yeah.
Hey, call us right now, 888-696-1003. If you want to go see Sting and Peter Gabriel do the Rock, Paper, Scissors tour at the Hollywood Bowl on July 17th, tickets to go on sale until Monday at 10 a.m., you might win them in just a few minutes. 888-696-1003. This is Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. I like how he just fades out of it. Somebody finds out. Like, icky, 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 patang, okie doke. It's time to play Radio Rochambeau. We still got 10 minutes to go in our commercial-free classic rock stretch, by the way. But first, we got to give away some tickets to this Sting and Peter Gabriel Rock, Paper, Scissors tour. It's coming to the Hollywood Bowl on July 17th. Tickets go on sale Monday at 10 a.m. You get it? Rock in a Hard Place by the Rolling Stones. See what I did there?
I'm just ignoring all of it from now on. Okay. I got to be honest with you.
All right. Hopefully we have somebody on the phone to play Radio Rochambeau with me. Who's on the phone?
Me?
Yes.
Erica?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Erica.
Erica?
Erica.
Yes, Erica, is that right?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can, just barely.
Yeah.
So this is going to go over swimmingly.
Yes, perfect.
So what's going to happen, Erica? Have you ever played Rock, Paper, Scissors?
Yes, several times.
Okay, all right, a couple of times. Well, you got a little bit of experience. So what Christian's going to do is count us off, and we're going to do it. He's going to say 1, 2, 3, go, and we're going to throw. Right? I'm going to throw a rock, a paper, or a scissors. You're going to do the same thing. Shout it out at the same time, and if you beat me, you get the tickets to this. If you don't, it's sayonara. All right.
Did we decide best of three on this, Andy, or are we just going to?
Well, we'll see how she goes.
All right. Okay. So, Erica, do you understand how Radio Rochambeau works?
Yes, I do.
All right, good. Are you ready?
Get ready to throw.
All right.
Yes.
Man, the tension's palpable, Andy.
Do it.
1, 2, 3.
Rock.
Rock.
Oh, that's two rocks.
That's a push.
All right, that's a push. All right, we're going to go to a second round. You got to be faster off the line there. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Paper.
Rock.
Ooh, paper beats rock, unfortunately.
I'm sorry about that. I am so sorry,
Erica. You know what,
Erica?
Andy? I'm going to have Erica win.
What?
Yeah, I'm just deciding. Completely categorical. Right now, we're just going to like, you know why? Because it's my sister's name.
That's is that right?
Yeah, it's my sister's name. And I like Erica, and I think she deserves to go see Sting and Peter Gabriel.
You're going
to
use your one veto this month.
This is my one veto this week. Yeah, my one veto this week for you to win tickets. All right, Erica, how about that? Yeah, I know.
All right, Erica.
I'm awesome.
I've been overruled.
Yep.
Hold on the phone. We're going to get some information from you and send you to that show, okay?
Hold on.
If we can hear. I'm glad she was able to call all the way from the surface of Saturn. It's fantastic. Christ.
Well, these guys are playing coming up.
100.3, The Sound. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to happen.
I know.
Do it. At the beginning of the show, the 4 o'clock, was it 4 o'clock hour?
Right. Feels like.
About 4 o'clock. It's been.
Days ago.
It's been a while. The sun was up, we'll put it that way. We said we had tickets to give away for this Imperial Ball. It's tomorrow night. Johnny Depp brings his best friends, some really big names in the past. It's been Steven Tyler, Joe Walsh, and so forth, Alice Cooper. And last tickets, only way we have hard tickets, the only way you can get them is by coming down to get them. So we talked on the phone to, it was Stina.
Yep.
And Albert.
Yes.
Right? Is one of you Albert?
I'm Albert.
You're Albert, and you drove all the way from
Fullerton.
Fullerton.
On a Friday
rush hour to get these tickets.
Man, that is good, sir. Johnny Depp is going to appreciate it.
I really hope this show's good.
Yeah.
So congratulations. We got the tickets for you. We're going to set you up.
I appreciate that.
And
Stina
was sending her husband, Jeff, so you must be Jeff.
No, I am Jeff and Stina's daughter.
Yeah.
What is going on?
No, this family's
you
slippery.
You overrule me when Erica totally screws it up. She chews the root on the Rochambeau. And then now.
It's the spirit of giving, Andy, you know?
All right, whatever.
We enrich ourselves.
Well, good for you.
Yes,
you
well
got
done.
The tickets. You made it here. You won the hustle.
She
you
was like 10 minutes away, by the way.
And by the way, do you know how to do, either of you know how to actually do the hustle?
I think we can figure it out.
Let me see it.
Do it real quick. Hold on. Of course,
she's doing a
white blonde girl knows how to do the hustle.
She is. Yeah, we should have periscoped that.
Yeah.
All right.
With the shoulder down and everything.
Yeah.
That's great radio, by the way. That is phenomenal radio. I'm doing it as we speak, in fact. Can you tell?
Yes. So coming up next, as if that wasn't entertaining enough, I hope you enjoyed the 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. Up next is our bedtime story. Tonight,
you guys shouldn't leave.
No, absolutely not. Stick around for the bedtime story. Jeff and Albert, do you remember this book?
Yes.
I do.
From your childhood?
Yeah.
Goodnight Moon?
Yep.
This one from what, the 40s?
I don't even know.
50s? We're going to read Goodnight Moon. So gather the kids around the wireless. That is coming up next, as well as more great classic rock. And we're not too far away from Rita Wild either. You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. All right. Gather the kids around the wireless. It's time for the bedtime story. On Andy in the Afternoon. I'm Andy. That's Christian over there.
Hi.
Ruby stopped by to get her tickets to the Imperial Ball. Albert's right over there. Guys, don't get too sleepy. You have to drive all the way back to Simi Valley, Albert.
He's going to Fullerton.
Oh, to Fullerton.
Yeah.
You have to go back to...
No, I'm going to sushi nearby.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, let's go get sake in just a minute. Anyhow, Silas, this is for you, bud. Sleep tight. Good night, moon. In the great green room, there was a telephone. And a red balloon, and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon. And there were three little bears sitting on chairs. You guys want to see the pictures?
Yeah. Ah.
And two little kittens and a pair of mittens. and a little toy house and a young mouse. You can spot the mouse on every page. Did you know that?
That's what every I heard. Page.
Fun yeah. little game within the book.
That's great on radio.
And a comb and a brush and a bowl full of mush and a quiet old lady who was whispering, hush. Good night, room. Good night, moon. Good night, cow jumping over the moon. Good night, light and the red balloon. Good night, bears. Good night, chairs. Good night, kittens. And good night, mittens. Good night, clocks. And good night, socks. Good night, little house. And good night, mouse. Good night, comb. And good night, brush. Good night, nobody. Good night, mush. And good night to the old lady whispering hush. Good night, stars. Good night, air. Good night, noises everywhere. Night, buddy. I'll see you in the morning.
Night, Silas.
And I hope you turn it off before I start this. Or you have really bad dreams.
Yeah, that's a tough transition to make, though. That's the best gosh darn radio in all of America.
I smell Marconi.
Do I get to spare it at least? I get a little bit of the award.
Rita Wild's coming in. That's Andy in the afternoon. Suck. Have a great weekend and enjoy some football. Be safe. We'll see you here on Monday.
Yeah.
100.3 The Sound. Southern California's classic rock. You forgot to plug Morongo.
I did. I'm going to be at the Morongo Casino Resort Hotel Spa on Sunday from noon to 7 p.m. with Cody Decker. We're going to be watching 7 hours of football, Andy. I'm going to be 4 sheets by 12:15. Come on down. We've got big screen TV. We've got tons of swag. All you have to do is RSVP at thesoundla.com.
And, beer, then, fire, football. Good.
Cruise on over and we'll see you there. I can't remember. I remembered all that.